buzz a lot.
It is, Sam, which is why you'll find I'll be doing most of the fucking talking, while this gobby tit floats off into his dream world, thinking up more cringy TikToks to embarrass me with, while taking most of the credit for the fucking book, and half the money the publisher has stupidly given us to write this.
And here we are. I've got my quill in my hand, my notebook at the ready. I am raring to go. I mean, this is awesome. A book, Peter. We're writing a fucking book.
But it ain't my first rodeo or my first audiobook narration. Let's not forget my Sunday Times bestseller, Never Enough. Still available to buy, by the way, and for the love of Frenchies from 2018. But yes, this is our first and most probably our last foray into the publishing world together.
I can't believe it, mate. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, we have to write it first.
Wait, hang on. We have, haven't we? That's what our Staying Relevant family are listening to right now.
Well, yeah, it is now, but technically we hadn't written shit when we did this bit. And to break the fourth wall for a minute, just to clarify for you poor sods who forked out for this, what you're currently listening to is a stream of consciousness from months ago, way before even we properly started writing. Picture this, an empty central London cafe at 11 a.m. A very tired me just off air from presenting Kiss FM's breakfast show with my mate Olivia Atwood.
Ah, the third glorious wheel in our beautiful relationship.
Yep, my favourite third as it happens. Anyway, this is the first time we're actually getting round to talking about what the audiobook is going to be about.
Oh, I better get comfortable then.
Comfortable? This ain't a fucking therapy session. It's work.
I just feel like I'm all hunched up. I'm leaning into the phone.
Well, let's lean back then, shall we?
Oh, yeah, to be fair, that is better. Feet on the table? Is that too much?
Too much. Always too much. We're in a cafe. You're not at home.
So what's the book about?
Cross Stitch, what do you think it's about, you prick? It's a Staying Relevant audiobook. It's about fame and the desperate, humiliating, soul-destroying lengths you and I have gone to achieve and maintain it.
So you're saying this is like a handy guide for people who want to follow in our footsteps and find out more about us along the way?
No. One thing this is not is a guide on how to become the next big Z-lister. Only a proper cunt will come up with an idea like that.
So it's like the Staying Relevant quest for fame, because being famous is just so fun. It is the best.
And this is why this audiobook might actually be pretty good. You see, Sam thinks being famous is the bollocks.
It is! It's the absolute bollocks, the big, hairy, bulbous bollocks full of juicy goodness.
Well, I think fame is about as much fun as having to sit through a 24-hour marathon of your least favourite TV show.
Which means fame is fucking awesome.
Anyway, let's get moving. Otherwise, this audiobook is going to be 1,000 hours long and I'm already getting bored as fuck.
Okay, well, how do we start?
Well, the pod started because of our quest to be famous, so why don't we start with fame and the days before we were relevant?
Are we famous? That is the question, though, are we? Are we actually famous?
Well, what does being famous mean?
Well, I think being famous is getting let into nightclubs for free.
Jesus Christ, that's one of the most pathetic things I've ever heard.
That's the entire reason that I even joined Made in Chelsea.
How fucking sad. I used to get into nightclubs for free because I actually knew people.
You see, I didn't. I actually got bounced even when I was 21.
Yeah, and at 21, you looked like a sewer rat.
And I looked about 15.
To be fair, you still actually look young. Well, I look like I've been knocking around for donkey's years. Stupid question, I know, but would you say you're happy being famous?
Fuck yeah, mate. Are you joking? It's the best thing in the world.
I fucking hate it.
I knew you'd say you hate it. Everyone knows you hate it because you don't like people. I love people. Do you know what? There is nothing better, literally nothing better in the world than someone you don't know coming up to talk to you.
Well, it depends, really, because I've had people I don't know come up and call me a cunt, so that's not so great, is it?
I love it. When guys in a van drive past me and yell, "You're the funny cunt from Thingy." I love it. I'm like, yes, I am. Come on.
That's true. There's been times at PAs.
The personal appearances, for those who aren't sure.
Sam, our readers know what a PA is. They've been listening to the pod for years.
But what if someone listening to this hasn't listened to Staying Relevant before and bought it because they'd seen me or Made in Chelsea or I'm a Celeb, or you getting with a babe on Towie or shaking your little ass on Strictly?
Then they must be out of their minds, downloading an audiobook based on a podcast they haven't listened to. Who does that? They must have more money than sense. Anyway, where was I before you chipped in with your scat chat?
But we thank you anyway. PAs, personal appearances.
Oh, yeah. You see, Sam will literally do anything any fucker asks him to.
I do. I can't deny it. I am a people pleaser.
So let's get back to it. We'll leave the whole concept of fame on the back burner. Why are we actually doing the book?
I haven't got a clue. You just told me we were doing it. I was like, okay, sweet. We're doing a book. Great.
Fuck me. Well, this book for me is a look back at the madness of the past decade of us trying to stay relevant, even though I've hated every single fucking minute of it.
Well, that's not entirely true, Pete. Are we going to go deep?
Well, I'm almost 40 fucking years old, so yeah, I'm going to give it a good go. I want to write about some of the...